Today is Friday, July 5th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. I'm not ready. This always happens. I forget that I'm doing this. It is National Hawaii Day. It is also National Bikini Day, National Graham Cracker Day, National Workaholics Day. I guess Mark should celebrate because I feel like he's a workaholic. And also National Apple Turnover Day. Now as we speak, I am in England. And so some of these national days are not celebrated in England. So I will just let you guys celebrate on my behalf, because a lot of these are U.S. national days and not British necessarily national days. All right, so let's talk a little bit about next week, because I am on a vacation. I am on vacation at the moment, and Mark and I, as I've talked about, this is our Norway cruise. We are cruising on Royal Caribbean, and the name of the, I'm trying to remember what the name of the ship is. Let me just go over to royalcaribbean.com. It'll probably take forever to pull it up because their website is not very good. It's not that it's slow, it's just that it's hard to find stuff. It's just difficult. But do they show the actual ship? Because that's the thing. Like, I'm there now, but do they? Oh, yes, they do. It is on the Anthem of the Seas from July 5th to July 12th. And I'm just going to look and see. Anthem of the Seas is a Quantum-class cruise ship owned by Royal Caribbean. It's the second ship of that class. It's the fourth largest class of cruise ships behind MSC Cruises Maraviglia class and Royal Caribbean International's Icon class and Oasis class. So it's the third in the line. So it's not as big. A lot of these cruises that go to more interesting locations that are non-Caribbean, non-Mediterranean, that are going to maybe smaller, shallower areas, perhaps, tend to be the smaller ones. This is probably the smallest I would want to go, because a lot of the smaller ones are old, you know, and they're not always refurbished, you know, recently. So anyway, it was christened on April 20th, 2015. And its maiden voyage was on the 22nd of April, 2015. And I'm trying to look and see if they show how many passengers. It doesn't. I'm sure on Royal Caribbean's website it does say this. I'm looking at Wikipedia here, but I don't see. The ship was. Nope. I don't see an actual. Limit to number of passengers, but I do see something that says there it was quarantined for coronavirus, for COVID, in February 2020, and it had 5,000 passengers due to sail on a February 7th sailing. So it's pretty big, because even the largest cruise ships there are, like the Wonder of the Seas and I guess the Icon of the Seas or whatever the newest one is, they hold between 6,000 and 7,000. So 5,000 is very similar. And it has a lot of restaurants and shows and all kinds of things to do. So it says, you know, for instance, they have, I'm just looking, they have all of them have the Wave Riders. They have lots of restaurants. They have, I'm just trying to see if they list. They don't really list the events. I don't want to waste everyone's time. But yes, Anthem of the Seas. If you want to look it up, look up Anthem of the Seas. And while I'm gone, Daniel Brewer has kindly offered to fill in for me. And so I'm going to, I don't know yet whether I'm going to pre-record and just tell you guys what we're doing each day, or I'm going to call in like from the ship. I haven't decided 100%. I will probably call in from the ship and give you updates on what we're actually doing in a little like minute, not very long, just like a little minute from me so you can hear, but it'll be on a phone. I'm not taking my professional recording equipment or anything like that. But just to give you a sense of the itinerary, because I did pull that up, we're departing from Southampton, England on the 5th. And then, and I believe Mark and I have our chef's table dinner on the 5th because we wanted to get that in right away. So we're doing the chef's table on the ship. And then day two, and then we're at sea on Saturday. So it's just a sea day. So we'll be able to take advantage of all the ship stuff. And then Sunday the 7th, we are in Bergen, Norway. The 8th, we are in Olden, Norway. The 9th, we are in Flåm, Norway. And the 10th is a sea day, another sea day. Then the 11th is Bruges, Belgium. And then the 12th, we are arriving back in Southampton, England. And we're there for the night. So, and we're going to eat at a one Michelin star Italian restaurant called Luca Italian. And then our flight leaves on Saturday morning to come home. So I'm already starting to count, okay, only this many days until your vacation is over. We do that a lot. Mark and I, as soon as we start a vacation, we have this pessimist clock that counts down. Okay, it's a 10-day vacation. We're already at 9 days. And then the next day we'll be like, okay, only 8 more days until we have to go back to our mundane life. Because we love traveling. We love cruises. We love vacations. I mean, a lot of people love vacations, but not everyone loves traveling. Your host for next week is not a huge fan of traveling, I found out. Or at least, he would rather just see different places in the U.S. rather than going outside the country. So, you guys can ask him questions about that. Maybe he'll answer. So that's what we're doing, and I've kind of filled you in on what Daniel is going to be doing. I don't know what his topics are going to be next week. But I will be calling in and, I don't know, judging people on the cruise ship, letting you guys know how the meals went and, and kind of fill you in on my life. So I planned this content and now I'm out of content. So what am I going to talk about for the next, I don't know, 4 minutes that we've got? I don't know. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Just to kind of give a little bit more information here, I'm really looking forward to the trip. We've not been to Norway. My therapist did tell me that Norway was really beautiful, and she used to live in Sweden and I think has been to Norway several times. So she is quite familiar with it, and she said we would love it. So not just because she said that, but I'm just excited to be able to see. Anytime I get to see somewhere new that I haven't seen before, I get really excited about that. And I do love the spa on the cruise ship. So I do love going, sitting in the hot tub, steam room, whatever the cruise ship may provide. And also, like I said, all the entertainment and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be great. And we will see how much weight I gain. Because like I said, I have 7 days, seven free days, cheat days, whatever you want to call them, for on Noom, which is the app that I use for my calorie counting. By the way, I don't think I mentioned it, but I did weigh on Saturday of last week, and I was 163 and some change. So I've almost lost 30 pounds from when I started. When I started on January 1st, or whichever, maybe I started on January 2nd, but when I started this weight loss journey, I was 192 point something. And now I'm 163 point something. Now, this vacation is obviously going to put some pounds back on, but I, like I said, I am going to try to keep a workout and daily walking, and I'm going to try to not be overboard with the eating. Obviously, I'm going to not count calories, but I'm going to try to not have three desserts, maybe just have one dessert, you know, at a meal, and see if I can be rein it in just a little bit, add a salad to a meal so that I'm still getting some bulk, you know, and I can fill my tummy up, but maybe not get as many calories. So I'm going to try to do some things. So it'll still feel like a vacation, but I also don't gain 15 pounds while I'm gone for 10 days or whatever. I did bid for a better room, but at this point that I'm recording, I still don't know if we won a better room. So I will let you guys know right now. We just have a kind of a standard balcony room, but I did bid on a suite. I kind of bid though the minimum or around the minimum that you can bid. So we probably won't win, but if we do, I will let you guys know, hey, we won and we're in a suite and we have a butler. And no, we won't have a butler. I can tell you that for sure. But I think it'll be fun and I will let you guys know. So enjoy next week with Daniel and I will report in and let you know how things are going. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. Daniel, we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.